Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is the one-year Bible reading for December 19th. Revelation chapter 10, beginning in verse 1. I saw still another mighty angel coming down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was on his head. His face was like the sun, and his feet like pillars of fire. He had a little book open in his hand, and he set his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land, and cried with a loud voice as when a lion roars. When he cried out, seven thunders uttered their voices. Now when the seven thunders uttered their voices, I was about to write, but I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, Seal up the things which the seven thunders uttered, and do not write them. The angel whom I saw standing on the sea and on the land raised up his hand to heaven, and swore by him who lives for ever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are in it, the earth and the things that are in it, and the sea and the things that are in it, that there should be delay no longer. But in the days of the sounding of the seventh angel, when he is about to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he declared to his servants the prophets. Then the voice which I heard from heaven spoke to me again and said, Go, take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel who stands on the sea and on the earth. So I went to the angel, and I said to him, Give me the little book. And he said to me, Take and eat it. It will make your stomach bitter, but it will be as sweet as honey in your mouth. Then I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it, and it was as sweet as honey in my mouth. But when I had eaten it, my stomach became bitter. And he said to me, You must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, tongues, and kings. Psalm 138, beginning in verse 1. I will praise you with my whole heart. Before the gods I will sing praises to you. I will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth. For you have magnified your word above all your name. In the day when I cried out, you answered me and made me bold with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise you, O Lord, when they hear the words of your mouth. Yes, they shall sing of the ways of the Lord. For great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord is on high, yet he regards the lowly. But the proud he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand will save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands. Proverbs chapter 30, beginning in verse 11. There is a generation that curses its father and does not bless its mother. There is a generation that is pure in its own eyes, yet is not washed from its filthiness. There is a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. There is a generation whose teeth are like swords and whose fangs are like knives, to devour the poor from off the earth, and the needy from among men. And that's the reading for December 19th. Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, when we read the words in Scripture that describe those who have turned their back on you, neglected you, been spiteful to the things that are of spiritual value, we see the mirror of what we are experiencing in our world today. If ever we lived in a time when people neglected God and intentionally rejected the Lord God who created all things, it's this day. And Lord, we confess the sins of our world, sins of ourself, sins of our family, sins of our homes, of our communities, of our nation, of the entire world. Oh Lord, how it breaks our heart when we realize how many times people have neglected you. They have time for everything else except time for you. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, and hear the cry that it might be a time when we come near to you, and as we come near to you, you open your heart and your love, and your arms enfold us, and we feel like we're safe in the sheltering arms. Be with those who need that special touch this day. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear heart. This is Pastor Cecil.